Welcome to another episode of the Eddie Corn Sport Podcast. We are your amateurs. How we got Howie Horn? How you doing?
Always great to be here, Alex.
Eddie Horn, I'm doing amazing, but I might have voice cracked in my intro. Howie, it's been a great free agency so far. There has been DeGrom to the Rangers, Bogaerts to the Padres, Judge staying in New York. Howie, we're going to give all those deals grades. Howie, first, you want to start off with the Bucks comeback.
That's right. We are a podcast primarily for Bucks fans. Our logo are the Bucks. Tom Brady, one of the most thrilling Bucks victories in history over the hated, despised, evil New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. We haven't swept the series since 2007. Now we're not
going to
play anymore
because
we did in 2022.
First season sweep of Ellie Corbin's life.
Yeah. Sad to say that. But, Howie, first, to start off with, that happened to the Rays. Could you give a grade for how the Rays did in that deal?
So, I think the Rays, it's a B+. They spent a lot of money. They got a middle rotation guy. If Glasnow and McClanahan stay healthy throughout the season, and this is our number three starter, okay, we've done very well. But if we're going to ask him to step into a bigger role, I don't think it's going to work.
Howie, how do you think Zach Eflin is going to
steal? You know, he got a lot of money. He got a lot of money. For him, I'd say this is an A or an A+. I got a lot of money. He's coming to a great franchise. Good for him.
Howie, I'm going to give Eflin, how he done this deal, a B-.
Wow.
He's getting money. I think he could have got a little more. He should want to be able to be a guy who be an ace, like go to Colorado. He could have got like $15 million a year. He's going to get $13 million here. And Colorado, he could carry the team to being 29th best in MLB. Not their usual 30. Howie, the Rays got a B+ here. We got a guy who could close if we want him to. We got a guy who could go 7 innings if we want him to. How we got everything from him. The Rays got a great deal on this.
They're good. Go Rays.
Howie, that's Xander Bogaerts. How did Xander do?
Well, you know, I think that Xander Bogaerts did really well for himself, got a lot of money. San Diego seems like a team that they just keep on adding parts, and every year we think, oh, they're definitely going to have to win it this year, and yet they don't. So I don't know what it is about the Padres, but you sort of just feel like when it comes time to perform, they don't.
Howie, can you give a grade to the Padres?
We give those Padres a B-. I think they need to focus more on building a team rather than just bringing in stars.
Howie, I'm going to give the Padres the C-. They already have two great shortstops who they're paying a load to. One is threatening that load on steroids. One is just a complete superstar. Howie, Xander Bogaerts got an amazing deal here. The Nazi could get that much money for that long. Howie, B.
You're a tough grader.
Yeah.
No grade inflation with Ellie Foreman.
Howie, most money in a single year in MLB history? Justin Verlander to the New York Mets. Howie, how do you feel like Justin Verlander? Do you think he did good? Thank you.
I give Verlander an A. I give the Mets an A+.
Howie, for me, Justin Verlander A+. For the Mets, they lost DeGrom, gained another star, by the name of Justin Verlander, I am going to give a B++.
Well, you know, I think with the Mets accomplished, and I know we'll get to DeGrom soon, but I felt like, you know, with the Mets, they are bringing in a top tier future Hall of Fame pitcher. And they didn't have to commit for 6 years, right? They didn't have to commit for a long time because, I'll just say it right now. Are we going to DeGrom next?
We are going to DeGrom next.
So I just feel like the Rangers, that deal, this is a C, right? How many of these years is DeGrom going to be healthy for? He's injured regularly. Yes, he's unhittable. Unhittable when he pitches. But he doesn't pitch enough. DeGrom, to get a team to give him 6 years, A+ for you, man. Great agent. Here to get that bag.
Howie? Rangers, C? Verlander, A. I agree with you on every word you said there.
Wow. It doesn't happen at all.
Yeah.
Big day in the history of the Ellie Foreman Sports Podcast.
Yeah. Howie? We're going to a guy who's stay in New York. 62 homers. 2017 All-Star, Aaron Judge. Howie, how do you feel about Aaron Judge?
Well, so let me say this. I give Aaron Judge an A. He bet on himself. He was offered, I think, $217 million at the beginning of the season. He declined it, said, I'm going to go out. I'm going to have a great year and get more money. He did. Yankees did really terribly here, right? I mean, Yankees have now, you know, mortgaged their future on one player. You know, you figure between him and their pitcher who seems to fail when it really matters. And you've just got a lot of money tied up to two players. How are you going to build a team? I think they did what they had to do. I give them an F.
Yeah.
And Judge, I give an A.
Howie? Judge did amazing. Yankees did amazing. A+ for Judge. B- for the Yankees. I know you said it's going to be based around the one player. But the team has always, since 2017, that team has always been based around Aaron Judge. Howie, let's go to the FIFA World Cup. Howie, Brazil was knocked out.
Very sad.
Argentina is still in.
Yeah.
So I had Brazil winning, but them beating Argentina. Argentina's gonna win the Cup of World. Howie?
Yeah.
Who do you have winning?
Who do I have winning? Let's see, France is the defending champion. I have Argentina.
We had all this in mind with our international fans. We're sorry to our Canada fans, our home country America fans, we have our Iranian fans.
Yeah, thank you.
Our two Iranian fans.
Hope you guys are doing well. Your team played well.
Yeah.
Sorry, America had to listen.
So. Yeah, political crush, you guys. Howie, I want to say one thing. Acre, all rights reserved.